Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Hey, thanks for joining us for another Featured Artist Profile. Today we have from the band Salvador, Nick Gonzalez, the front man from Salvador. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We're so honored and blessed to have you on the show. Love the band, and I know our listeners have followed along your band for some time, and I want to talk to you a little bit about how the band started and everything, but right now I do want to just mention that you are in Colorado Springs, actually. We're a Colorado-based ministry, and you're here for your foundation, which I didn't know much about. Tell us a little bit about your foundation, and then we'll get into the band.
Cool. Well, me and a good friend of mine, several years back, say more like 5 or 6 years ago, I started talking about, you know, doing some different things to kind of impact the world, but without having to have it be on a huge stage or, you know, at a big church or anything like that. So we started talking about some of the things that we could do to possibly, just maybe do some cool stuff and see where God would lead us to, where he put our heart to be able to impact some people. And one of the things that came up is we started talking about doing some mission work. And I think that everybody, at some point or another, you kind of start there and you just say, look, you know, maybe go down, see some projects and things like that. But as time kind of went along, we started actually getting a little more involved with a couple of churches down in the Honduras area. And Honduras is kind of was our heart. For some odd reason, God led us that way. And we just happened to find some people that kind of came across, and they actually were from churches down in Honduras. And it just seemed like God put the right things in the right places at the right time. And started working with a thing called GCLA, not a thing, it's a church organization called the Great Commission Latin America, mm-hmm. and started doing some projects down there. And we started really, really small and doing some really cool things. Like we started with things like a well for a village. After that, we started doing some, painting of some schools and putting some ceiling fans in. And then things started ramping up a little bit. We actually started doing some job development down there, creating a small tortilla factory, and that led to helping a school develop into a better school for children of single moms that needed jobs. So we'd have them working at the tortilla factory while their kids were being cared for and taught at school, and then we started improving the school, and then that became a little bit more of that became a better business and improving the improving the area, and that led to a building of a clinic. And so we actually have a clinic down there. And I say we have one, meaning it's not ours, but we helped put together a clinic down there, and it's a malnourished clinic on the same property there. So that led to other things. And so it just kind of has been really amazing to see, like, God, you know, putting things in front of our eyes that we can help do. And it's just been an amazing experience. We go down there a couple times a year, and we have meetings in Colorado Springs, but we have our mission field, I guess, is Honduras right now.
Wow, that's cool, man. Definitely cool. Did you, starting up in the band, I mean, did you ever think that you'd be doing something like that?
You know, actually, it's really funny that those things would be tied so close hand in hand. You know, with our band Salvador, we started as a praise and worship team at our church, and I got a chance to start playing around the country, and some people found us from Nashville and recorded our first record for us and all those things. But, you know, this actually, the foundation that I belong to was also directly related to Salvador, because I met my buddy Dave Gardner, who I work with in the foundation. I met him at a Promise Keepers event. And it was really funny. It was just kind of one of those really cool things where this stranger basically came up to me and started talking about some really cool stuff and said, look, I know this is weird. And I love that he started out by saying, look, I know this is strange. You don't know me from anyone, and there's no other way for me to get to know you other than to introduce myself and show you who I am and tell you that I'm serious and I believe that God has something for us to do together. And it just happens to be this. And you know, I'm so thrilled to be able just to even be part of it. And we became great friends. And through all the things that we've been able to see together, it's like it's created a different kind of friendship, it's a lifelong friendship. The memories that we've created, just seeing what God has done, has been one of those impactful things in my life. I feel like I'm a young man. I'm 32, but it feels like, man, my whole life has been for times like this. So pretty exciting, you know.
That's cool. And that meeting happened before the band was really up and going?
You know, we were actually starting to play the Promise Keepers as soon as we started. And we were a praise and worship team for a lot of years at my mom and dad's church. And then I guess I was 20 years old, so about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I was about 20 years old. People found us, and they thought we were cool, and we agreed. So, like, yeah, we're pretty cool. We're cool guys. And so, you know, we started making some music, and they weren't sure how it was all going to work in the Christian industry. Especially because our sound, you know, we love horns, we like percussion. And so we kind of had some challenges in the very beginning. I think a lot of people had formats that maybe didn't, you know, that they didn't know if it was the right thing to have Salvador on the radio stations or, you know, guys like yourself. I mean, man, you guys have allowed us to be able to speak what it is that God has given us to do. And that's been really a huge honor for us.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. It's an honor for us to have you on the show. You know, let's talk about the band a little bit. So you've been around for a long time. Are you guys related? Are you just friends? Tell us about how the band started in your mom and dad's church.
Yeah, Salvador started as it was a three-piece. My brother was the drummer, and my cousin was the bass player. It still is the current bass player in Salvador. And but we actually started kind of as a Texas trio. We thought we kind of had dreams and we thought we might be like a Texas blues trio kind of thing. And, you know, but as time goes along, you also have to be conscious that you have to be true to yourself. And so we started writing our own songs and doing stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, we wanted to do worship and we wanted to do it well. But as we were writing it, we don't consider ourselves like great songwriters or anything like that. We did want to start trying because we thought it was kind of cool to hear people write their own songs. We're like, let's try it out. So long practice sessions with, you know, tons of jamming and stuff like that. And so as we developed the Salvador sound, we invited more members in, a keyboard player and a percussion player. That was kind of the basis of Salvador. And then after that, you know, when we were 20 years old, I was 20 years old, they found us some guys from Nashville and they brought us up here, recorded our first record. But, you know, just the fact that we get a chance to do this has been so wild, you know. We still kind of find ourselves in awe a lot because radio stations, even though in the very beginning it was kind of sometimes even radio stations were a little bit afraid of what Salvador was doing, our sound and things like that, you know, for their format. But, you know, it's guys like you that get a chance that hear our voice and let us say what it is that we feel God has put on our heart. And, you know, those things have been really great for us. And to be able to do that is just, we're thrilled. And, you know, there's been guys that's coming in and out of the band. My brother actually retired about 6 years ago, and he's got some children. And so he decided that it was time for him to go home. He's got four, so he decided he really needed to go home. His wife was going, you know, I can handle it, but, you know, you're out there hanging out on a tour bus and playing shows, and you might want to come home and help a little bit with these guys. And so you know what? He did, and it was a great decision for him. And he's happy, and things are great. In Salvador, we've always had a philosophy that, you know, God put us on this earth we believe as men, to take care of our families and show them, you know, show them God's love and show them that, you know, show them how to be moral and to teach them and to be good family men first. And so in Salvador, we always have a policy, man. If you've got to go home, if you feel your calling is to go take care of your family, man, I want to be the first one to shake your hand and say, absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we will pray for you, we'll keep you in our prayers, and you know, we'll love you and all those things. And it's worked out pretty well. There's been some guys who've come and gone, but at the same time, God always brings the next person in to kind of help fill in and do those things. And, you know, it's seasonal, and I realize that. In my life, I hope to never lose focus of the fact that God puts seasons in our life, and I don't want to be the long-haired, rocking old man trying to do it, and people are like, you know, your time's passed, Nick. It's already over, dude. Just go home. And, you know, I hope to be conscious of my surroundings and know that when God calls me to do something else, that I would be open to that and have an open ear. So, you know, but I still feel good. I still feel Salvador is relevant, and we're still having a good time making some cool music. And I got good friends out in the road and good brothers. And so we still are blessed to be able to do what we're doing, man.
That's awesome. So when I mean, there's a point where, I mean, I can probably a lot of us might be able to identify part of this, but, you know, there's a point when the band goes from being a, you know, a worship band and is on the radio here and there and things, and then kind of, you know, praise God, you kind of blew up. And I would date it from the outsider's perspective to How Far Is Heaven. When that song came out, it seems like all of a sudden your band was all over the place. So tell me if that's the point, or was it before that? I would rather get your feelings on that.
I think the best thing about being in a band like Salvador is that you can truly surround yourselves, you know, with great people that are constantly looking out for your best interests. And the word blow up is a really cool, funny word to me, because I never really had noticed any difference. I always felt like we worked really hard. Heaven was one of those things that made it a little easier. Because then people knew one of our songs and we're like, all right, cool, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a song called Shine that was on the radio for a while. And, you know, those things actually make them make things a little easier. But I think that, once again, I was talking to my wife about this and just telling her that, you know, I have a two-year-old son, and this is the best example that I can think of. I have a two-year-old child, and my little boy is doing things like, you know, he's learning how to play, he's playing drums at the house, he's playing guitars, and, you know, and at the same time, he's learning how to talk.
Yeah.
And I look at him and think to myself, I can look at another little kid that can say 150 words compared to my son's 25 words. And I think to myself, oh, man, we're behind. You know, something's not right. You know, there's something, we're not doing something right. But then I think about it the same way when I think about Salvador. It's like, if you have a number one hit on the radio, that's amazing. If you have a number 22 hit on the radio, it's not, you don't go, oh, what am I doing wrong? I must not be as good as the other 21 songs. You know what? It's all in good timing.
Yeah.
It's all in whatever it is that you're doing. And I think that that's what heaven was for us. We were working hard already. And the locomotive, I mean, as far as we were concerned, we were burning up the road. I mean, we were just going at it. Any place we could go play, any place that we were allowed to go, that's where we went. When heaven came around, it made it easier to play in front of audiences because they were waiting for that one song. But we still did what we did. And so I venture to say that because we don't compare ourselves to many people, actually, we don't know when we got popular or not popular. We just kind of feel the same way every time we go in. We want to win new people over to our sound. And if they don't know Jesus Christ, we want to express to them that we're not necessarily what everybody would say a quote-unquote, this is what you have to be if you're going to be a Christian. You know what? We're there to show people we have a good time, too.
Yeah.
We have a cool time. We can relax. We can just have fun. Sometimes I'll sit my audience down and say, just relax, man. You don't have to do anything right now. You don't have to raise your hands. You don't have to clap. You don't have to smile. You don't have to do anything. Just relax.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll enjoy what we're doing. And then there are some times where you go, man, come on. You got to help me on this. You got to help. But, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. And so I would like to say that, you know, the whole getting popular thing, or I still think that our best days are yet to come. But I think everybody believes that. So I'm just going to say that as my closing statement.
No, that's a good statement. And the whole thing is good. But I think I would point to this. You said it well. That was a great analogy with your child. I think that where I'm going with that more is when that song Heaven hit, I'm seeing people in the secular world grab onto that song and all of a sudden be like, yeah, oh yeah, I know who Salvador is. Yeah, that's cool. And it's kind of like this when you have a bunch of people and they all recognize that there's God, right? But they don't all recognize who Christ is and that he's the only way. And I mean, I go through this, we can bring in, you know, the social media that's relevant today, the Twitters and the Facebook. And, you know, I'm on Facebook and I use Facebook for our ministry purposes. And anytime I talk about God, you know, I've got a lot of people that are believers sold out for the Lord that love Jesus. And they talk in those contexts when we have that discussion on Facebook, or there's little quotes that go back and forth. And then you get the people that are just like, you know, oh yeah, God this, God that, and they don't really get the whole picture, but they're moving that way, right? So we're gaining some ground. And I think that that's where I see that as so relevant a point for that band, for your band, is that song was gaining ground, and it got more people in the secular world to hear you, because that song was on, dude, it was on every classic rock station, you know, here in Denver. It wasn't just on Christian stations. It was on classic rock, and I'm seeing, you know, secular worldly people loving that tune and just getting a little taste of God, and maybe that's the entry point. And what a great blessing to be able to be that vehicle, the catalyst to get people in the room, so that you can tell them about Jesus during a concert. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that anytime you're in those situations, you, and I think that everybody would probably agree that when God gives you an opportunity to seize, you know, it's your job to seize that moment. And the really cool thing has been to be able to go out and speak the name of Jesus Christ. And I love to say this, because this is just like in my mind. My dad was in the military. My dad was a Marine. And I remember as a kid, him telling me as a child, he was like, man, we live in the best country in the world. We get a chance to go out and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ publicly if we want. And he was like, man, Nick, not everybody gets to do that. And that stuck with me. And I'm a 32-year-old man. I've got my own kid, and you know, my own kids. I've got two little boys. And it's like, of all the things that I could teach them in the world, I want to be able to let them know, you know, the banner of Jesus Christ that he gives you, whatever, in whatever capacity it is, seize the moment. That's your chance. And so, yeah, we've been, man, I guess it's just one of those things where God's been so consistent with us in our blessings. And it's just one of those things where we never want to take it for granted. But at the same time, I'm never surprised by what God's doing.
Right.
And, you know, it's, I could talk about a billion things that he's put in front of my face. That if you would have told me this when I was 15 years old, playing in a small Pentecostal church in Austin, Texas, you would have never told me that this would be happening. I mean, in Colorado Springs, I'm having an interview in Denver. I'm doing on my way to a foundation meeting. It's like, who gets to do this? My wife and I are consistently amazed. It's like that's our statement to each other. Who gets to do this, man?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, man, I'm totally blessed with that.
That's cool. It's great, man. It's great. I love seeing it. And the thing is this, and I'm not. Whenever I say this to an artist, I always tell them I'm not saying this for your benefit, but you got a great band. I mean, the band is great. You definitely get some great rock influence in there, some Latin jazz influence. It's good stuff, man. I really enjoy listening to you guys. What's coming up for Salvador? I mean, what I can see now, I will tell everybody this. For our listeners, go to salvadorlive.com and you can follow along with what the band's got going on. I know you've got gigs coming up all over the country here in the next couple months, and I'm sure that that's a pretty common thing for you. But what's maybe in the bigger lens for Salvador? And for the listeners, again, we're talking to Nick Gonzalez, frontman for Salvador, and I want him to go to salvadorlive.com. But what's in the big picture?
You know, what's going on right now is we've been trying, and I say this as good as I know to say it, but we've been trying to write a record for about a year. Mm-hmm. And when I say trying to write a record is, like I said, I have a little boy, he's 2 years old, and then I have another little boy who's 7 months old. Mm-hmm. And anybody who has little kids or anything like that, I think you had a kiddo that was sick yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got one down with the H1N1. We've got five kids, and my 4-year-old, and maybe my 2-year-old both have it, but my 4-year-old for sure has it. But he'll be.
Oh
all right,
my gosh,
man. He'll be
wow,
all right,
man.
He's doing good.
Yes,
running around the house. He's
good.
Just got a fever, so.
Good. Okay. So you know, once you know that you got some kiddos running the house, it becomes a little more difficult.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to write a record. My wife is also a singer, and we've been trying to write a record for her. And so it's just kind of one of those things where, for the first time ever, it's just taking a little longer. But we're writing a record right now, and we're concentrating on a couple of different things. We have a new church in Nashville that we're going to, and we love our church, and we love our new little church. And so there's been some really cool stuff going on. A lot of times I think that, you know, I would take it for granted that I just had all the time in the world to do whatever I wanted. But now with the family, I've got my time is split a little more. And then now just getting rooted in a brand new church also, you know, it takes some more time. And I want to be active in my church. I always have been, and I want to continue to do that. So it's just been one of those really cool times. It's a transition time, but at the same time, it's been super cool. But we're working in the studio. And are recording demos, or we don't even know what they're called anymore. Huh. We record master tracks whenever we do it, because our demos end up turning into like parts of songs. And so we try to do everything with as much excellence as we can. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're just kind of working on that. And so we're recording a bunch of songs. We've got, I don't know, 25, 30 songs that we've been recording. And you know what? We're living with them to see which ones we feel are the best ones that we can put out and that what people would enjoy and be lifted up by. So it's just kind of that process. It's probably pretty strange to hear, you know, a band talk about, you know, raising their little kids. But, man, that's my life right now. And so I couldn't be prouder to say I've got two little boys. And I think they're both going to probably be musicians, man. They're pretty interested in it. So.
That's great, man. I love that. And, yeah, I totally get that, the ability – to write a song. I mean, I'm a musician as well, not a, you know, not an aspiring musician and certainly not a good musician, but I play guitar and man, my guitar sits and gathers dust a lot because we are just so busy with the kids. And my wife is, she's just awesome. She's always just rocking with those kids, man, five kids and just going for it. So I understand that for sure. But you know, in those times, you know, God will bless you with with greater songs, right? I mean, it's better content to get the quality out of. So that's cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Nick, I'd say this with all great intent and honesty, that I want to see what we can do together with your foundation. I mean, let's you and I continue this discussion later about how we can help you guys with whatever you're doing. I definitely will say that our listeners will be able to follow along with however we can partner up on something, and maybe that'll be a blessing for that as well. So we're going to, you know, I always do these interviews, and after the interview, we play your, you know, one of your albums from cover to cover so that our listeners can hear it. And we certainly play your music all the time on the station. So I thank you for taking the time out and spending it with me. And I just tell all the listeners, again, go to salvadorlive.com to follow along with these guys and see what's happening. And they can link to your site also through our featured artist page. So, Nick, thanks, man.
Well, thank you guys for having me, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for playing our music. And, man, keep in touch.
Absolutely. God bless you, bro.
Take care.